Leaders are influencers, and it's nearly impossible to maximize your influence when you're being dragged down and distracted by crippling anxiety, overwhelming stress, and private doubts and fears. We're unlocking the secrets to being fully present, expanding our potential, and growing our wisdom. Welcome to the Calm and Confident Leader Podcast with your host, Jason Stonehouse. Jason is the founder and lead coach at Life in Process. He helps professionals and leaders conquer anxiety and fear so they can maximize their potential. And now, grab something to write with and engage in today's episode.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to today's episode of the Calm and Confident Leader. This is Jason, and I am so grateful that you take time to listen to these episodes as they come out and really look to grow. And I'll tell you, I'm so proud of you because there are few leaders that really understand that the core of leadership, good leadership, is actually not in the strategies, the visions, the skill sets, all even the experience. That the really core aspects of great leadership is who we are as leaders. It's the internal game. It's really understanding that we as leaders offer more to our organizations in who we are rather than what we do. And so when we talk about building calm and confident leaders, we're talking about building leaders from the inside out. We're talking about creating the great leaders who really know that it's who they are and how they show up to their leadership that makes the biggest difference in the success of the organization, but not just the success of the organization, the success of the team, of the people. See, people love working for calm and confident leaders. People will take pay cuts to work alongside of calm and confident leaders. Because calm and confident leaders build retention like no other leaders can. Because there's something about who you follow that makes a huge difference in whether you want to stay in that organization or not. And so I applaud you because you see it. You see what so many leaders don't see today. And in so many leadership authors don't see today, because they're writing about strategies and skill sets and visions, and those things are important. I'm not saying that there's no place for them. In fact, that's where I spent most of my career is building those things, creating those things, developing those things for others and for organizations. But what I've come to believe, and it's been through a lot of pain, is that it's about who we are. It's about how we show up that makes the biggest difference in our leadership. And so we are actually completing today a three-part series that we've been talking about called, I didn't even have a name for this series. It actually started off thinking, I was thinking I could do this in one episode, and it's now taken three. but it's really, why do we not experience calm? Why do we not experience confidence? And what is the transition look like? Where are we going from, and what are we moving to? And so that was really the first part of this three-part episode where we looked at the transition that needs to happen, where we're going from to, and then where we're going to. And then last episode, we talked about calm and why we don't always experience calm. And a little bit, I definitely gave some freebies away there on, or at least maybe a peek inside how to start building that calm, as we ended up with some takeaways there. So if you missed that episode, or really any of the previous two episodes, I would very much encourage you to go back and listen to those. They're only 20 minutes or so, and it'll give you what you need context-wise to bring us to today. And today, we're talking all about confidence. And we're saying, why don't you and I experience the kind of confidence that we need, number one, and number two, that we want? I haven't met a leader yet who says, I don't really need to be confident. There's no leader like that. We all want to be confident. And I would propose to you that the people you're leading really want you to be confident as well. Not arrogant, but confident. And so we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about why we don't experience confidence. I have six thoughts again, or six reasons why we don't experience confidence. And hopefully we'll have some time in this episode to also give you a takeaway or two so that you can begin to move in the direction of confidence. That being said, I continue to slave away at my new book that's going to be coming out, I hope, in the next few months, called The Calm and Confident Leader. And I have put so much content in here, including a number of the exercises we use, a lot of the tools, and you'll get it all really included inside of this book. And I hope it's going to become a must read for every serious leader who begins to realize that it's all about the inside. Okay, so let's talk about confidence. Confidence. Now, when we talk about confidence, we're talking about, we're not talking necessarily about the lack of fear. We're not even talking about complete elimination of anxiety. Although I would say that anxiety is when fear dysfunctions. And so I would say 95% of the students that come through our program are practically eliminated, if not completely eliminated, anxiety. But I'm not saying that confidence requires it to be completely gone. What confidence does is it allows us to lead strongly and make good decisions, confident decisions, ones that are that we're assured are the best decision we can make. Notice I didn't say the right decision, because I'm a really big believer that in most cases, there are several right decisions that can be made. And really, it's the really good leaders can differentiate between a number of right decisions and choose what they believe is the best decision to go forward. And so confidence is this ability to step into situations and create that calm, but also allows us to move forward. And that's probably the difference between calm and confidence. Calm is in the present. Confidence says, let's go take that hill. Confidence says, we're going to step forward. We're going to move into the challenging, difficult, unknown, uncomfortable, awkward situations. And trust me, I know we can get there. Trust me, I know we can get in, we can move forward. And by the way, when you have confidence, it tends to build incredible trust with the people that you lead. Okay? So why don't we experience it though? Why don't you and I experience that kind of confidence in ourselves? And why don't we exude that kind of confidence to others? Again, six reasons why I believe that's true. We may have additional ones, but those are the six I'm going to bring you. Number one is baggage. Baggage. One of the reasons you don't experience confidence is because you have baggage. There is emotional baggage that may go all the way back to infancy, may go all the way back to childhood, bullies in your school, coaches that didn't believe in you, teachers that put you down, parents who sometimes placated you, parents who maybe put you up on a big pedestal and made you a trophy instead of a person, or parents who didn't believe in you at all and put you down all the time and made you feel like you were never good enough. Whatever it is, there's a lot of baggage in all of our stories. So don't think for a second that because you have baggage, you're alone. I haven't met anybody. I haven't met anyone over the age of like 6 or 7 that didn't have at least some baggage in their life. So you've got baggage, and that baggage is often a reason why you're not confident, because you begin to tell yourself, oh, I tried that one time before, and or I know somebody who, or every time I have, you know, and it's all that experience that's happened in your life that actually hinders you from being able to step forward. Remember, confidence is all about moving forward, even into the unknowns, unpredictable, awkward, right? Well, how do you do that when so much of what you know from your past has told you no, has told you no, that's dangerous. Don't go there. You're gonna get hurt. Right. And so when that is constantly in your thought pattern, you're gonna struggle with it. Now, here's one of the biggest problems with baggage is a lot of it is subversive. A lot of it is underground, behind the scenes. It's not conscious. And we don't think about it a lot because part of the brain's survival mechanism is to stuff or lock away painful, difficult things. And unless you are willing to take the time with most likely a professional who knows what they're doing to get behind the locks and open those things and see what they are and sorry, I got so much I want to say here. Part of because I have a therapeutic background with a master's in counseling, I want to be careful here. The reason that I go into my past, at least as a leader, is not always so that I can understand what happened in the past. It may or may not be helpful. I go back and forth on that. But for a leader, the reason you go into that baggage and you start opening the bag and start pulling out the things that are in the bag and start looking at them is not because of those things, and it's not to relive those situations. What you're mining for, what you're looking for, is what beliefs about myself and the world did I form? What beliefs about myself and the world developed out of this piece of my baggage? That makes sense? So what you're looking for is not so much that I need to relive this, you know, my parents' divorce or, you know, this abuse that I experienced or this bully on my block or whatever. That's not really as critical. It's what you have told yourself. It's what belief has formed out of that baggage that you really need to pay attention to. And actually, it's going to come as one of our other reasons why we don't have confidence is because of these false beliefs. But in this context, for number one, baggage, I want you to realize that the purpose for unlocking that stuff that your brain pushed away is not to go through that pain again, but it is to say what came out of that pain, okay? All right, second reason we don't experience confidence is the inner critic or the voice in my head. The inner critic or the voice in my head. So what this is talking about, very similar to the baggage, is that there is a very judgmental voice that's in your brain. And to be completely honest with you, some of that judgmental voice sounds like your father or your mother or that teacher. It sounds like that part from your baggage, and sometimes it doesn't. Maybe it's your own voice. But whatever it is, it's not helpful. It's a critic. It's an inner critic. It's the voice in your head that's saying, you're horrible at that. Why would you ever try that? Oh my goodness, I would never, right? It's telling you, oh my, don't go there. Like that, you know, last time you went there, I mean, you just screwed that up so bad. Like, I mean, do you remember how many bridges you burned last time you did that? You see, the inner critic is going to keep you from being confident because that voice in your head is going to tell you, don't go forward. Let's just stay right where we are. In fact, let's live in the past. But I don't want you going forward. And so that inner critic is going to hinder you from your confidence. Third one is one we started talking about already, which is fear and false beliefs. So we talked a little bit about false beliefs and where they come from, but if you aren't aware of the beliefs that are currently driving your vehicle, okay, your life, there are beliefs right now. Most of my clients, we usually uncover about 4 to 8 maximum that I've found of core beliefs that are driving people's lives. And so with leaders, we need to know those 4 to 8 beliefs. We need to know them. We need to have them written down, and we need to be fully aware that they are false, but they have a lot of power in our lives. And if we aren't aware of them, that they're going to trip us up. Okay. And I would say, I'd go a step further, and this is what we do in our program, is we take those false beliefs and we attack them with what's true through a rewiring of the brain and a re-scripting of those beliefs. And so we actually have a few modules where we work through all of the process around that and get people on the other side of it. It's really, really exciting when that starts to unlock potential inside of people. But the other part of this same point is fear. And the reason you're not confident is because fear is dominating. And the fear oftentimes is being fueled by those false beliefs, which is why I put that together, fear and false beliefs. Because the fear is saying, well, what if this and what if that? And what and that fear is hindering you from being confident because you're so afraid of what might happen if you take that step forward. All right, number four is unclear identity. Unclear identity. One of the reasons that you don't have confidence and I don't have confidence is because we're not clear on who we are. We're not clear on what the best version of us looks like. We're not clear on our sweet spot, on what we offer best to teams, what we offer best to the organization. We're not clear on who we are. And remember, the confidence piece, or the great leadership, as I opened up this particular episode, great leadership is about who we are and how we show up to our world. It's not about the right skills and activities and all those things. And so when I'm talking about identity, I'm not talking about what's your toolbox, because that's a toolbox. I'm talking about who you are, because who you are determines how you use the tools in your toolbox. And if you aren't clear and you aren't comfortable in your own skin and clear with knowing who you are and what you bring to the relationships and to the environments that you find yourself in, you're going to have trouble exuding confidence because you're not clear on who you are. And remember, confidence, again, comes from the inside. It's not something we put on externally, even though we can try to fake confidence. But as I talked about in previous episodes, that is a very dangerous place to go. Okay, number five. Reason why we don't experience confidence is we need validation or approval. Needing validation and approval will hinder you from confidence every single time. And let me show you how this works. I'm about to make a decision and I run it by, this is what we call it, tell ourselves. I run it by a couple people. What do you think about this? I was thinking of maybe making this decision. What do you think about this decision? That is, in most contexts, very healthy way to lead. However, if inside of you is a lack of security, a lack of validation, a lack of approval, then the reason you're asking for feedback is not for feedback. It's for validation. And only the most attuned leader is going to know that about themselves. Only the most self-aware leader is going to understand that the reason I'm asking for feedback is validation, not for true wisdom or feedback. And I'll be completely transparent with you for a second and say, this was a lot of my leadership. For years and years, I often asked for feedback from people I trusted, but I was not looking for feedback. And I know, I did not even realize this till a couple months ago, to be completely honest with you. But so often, I used asking for feedback as a tool or a trick in my bag of tricks to get the validation and approval that I craved. And so I wasn't looking for your wisdom. I was looking for you to pat me on the back. I was looking for you to say, you're okay, Jason. You matter. You're doing a great job. You're a worthwhile and valuable person. Because I didn't know that in myself, at least not most of the time. And so I'm not saying that every time I asked for feedback, I was looking for validation, but an awful lot of times. And I also, in my marriage and even among with my kids at times, I could tell as I look back on some situations, I'm like, yeah, I was asking for validation. I wanted to be seen as good enough rather than really loving those people in my life. And so I've had to just mourn some of that, grieve some of that, and really learn to take some steps forward and say, you know what, I can't go back a lot of times and fix a lot of those things, but I can live now with validation, and I can be a worthy person, a worthwhile person, a valuable person, so that I can have confidence. And one of the reasons I have confidence today is not because somebody else is validating me, but because I have that inner sense of I'm worth it. I'm valuable. I'm important. And because I see that myself that way, I'm able to be confident. But if you need other people's approval, if you need validation from other people for you to feel okay about yourself, you will not experience authentic confidence. It's just the way it is. And so you've got to get that dealt with. And the last reason I'd say we don't experience confidence is because of perfectionism. Perfectionism. And perfectionism comes into performance, comes into validation, comes into identity, comes into false beliefs, inner critic. Oh, inner critic is huge in perfection. So it does cover a lot of these pieces. But really, when I speak about perfectionism, what I'm saying is a perfectionist has to have it all right, everything perfect, before they can move forward. And they will not allow something to be released publicly without it meeting their standard, which is an unrealistic standard. and that's perfectionism. And as long as you are focused on being perfect, on having it together, you are not going to experience the confidence that you need to experience or that you want to experience. Okay. That's why we don't experience confidence. Okay, we talked last episode about calm. This is about confidence. Let me leave you with a couple of takeaways that may be helpful for you as you begin to walk down this road. As you heard today, one of the biggest things that I would say is we need to get more in touch with those things that have been stuffed or locked away inside our brains. So whatever that looks like, probably most of us, I would recommend a professional of some sort to help us do that. But again, I want you to be clear with that professional what you need from this. Meaning I'm looking to say, what are the beliefs that have formed because of this pain in my past? What are the assumptions I've made about the world or about myself that need to be countered? And so I would say takeaway number one is do the hard work and start to develop a understanding of your baggage in a way that helps you strategize for forward movement. The other thing I would say is to really talk about redefining what your role is and really coming at peace with who you are and what you bring, what you do best, and how you approach the world that you're in, and get real clear on that. Maybe redefine is the wrong word there. Maybe it's just clarify your role and your identity. And the clearer you can get on that, the better you're going to be to step into authentic confidence, because you're going to know who you are and you'll be able to be confident in who you are because you'll feel good about who you are. Hope that makes sense. So those are just a couple of thoughts. I know they are not quick and easy takeaways, but they are important takeaways if you want to begin to see the change. And I will say this also, because I haven't really talked about this in the last three episodes, but I've been alluding to this program of the Common Confident Leader. And if this is you, and if what we're talking about, you're like, yes, this is the kind of person I want to be, this is the kind of leader I want to be, then talk to us. Talk to me. I would love the privilege of coming alongside you and helping you unleash and unlock the potential within you to become the leader that you've always wanted to be. Thanks so much for listening to today's episode. I can't wait till our next time that we get to talk together and all of us together become calm and confident leaders. Thanks again for listening. Have a great day.